Yeah. Hey, it's very exciting to have our guest here. She's been here before. She is an old hand at entertaining. She is a working call girl, prostitute,
hooker.
Svetlana
What is all this talk about corn? Corn is food of gods. What is the problem?
There's too much. It comes in all different forms. And they keep breaking it down.
Which is fantastic.
I guess.
It's a flexible food.
Oh, yeah, but if you process food too much, it's no good for you.
Whatever.
So what's going on? You were where? What happened?
I'm a little stuffed. Too much blow last week. I'm a little stuffed up. But I had a fantastic time. I was in Coachella Music Festival.
Uh-huh.
And I had never been to something like this, Mark. I mean, for me, music festival is cassette deck, condoms, and bottle of vodka.
Yeah, sure.
But I was guest of Madonna. She's client.
Really?
Yes, client.
Yeah?
Her husband is Icy Bastard, but she's fantastic.
Yeah.
We flew in on her chopper. We had backstage passes. It was really exciting. I had no idea what to expect. I have to tell you, Mark, I'm not up to date on new music.
Yeah,
you
know, I'm not either.
Really? Yeah. Last great record I had was Butthole Surfers.
Wow.
Bootleg. Bootleg,
yeah,
actually.
Sure,
my cousin Vlad paid a lot of money for that one. So I'm a little ignorant of the program, but I had a great time.
So I've never been to Coachella. I wanted to go, but I had to work. How is it, like, many stages? How does it work?
It's a pig orgy. It really is. I mean, you have 7 different stages and tents where you stand in excruciating heat with lots of fat boys in baseball caps, the occasional Filipino, and bad tattoos. It's very claustrophobic.
Yeah.
But I found good technique to get space. You light 4 cigarettes at one and burn people's buttocks.
So, just so they don't know. What's going on?
And
then you slip by.
When they see my wreck and everything is forgotten.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you, most of the music was boring.
Like, really?
Yeah, there was one band, Franz Ferdinand. Now, the drummer is Klein, so I feel guilty saying this. But their melodies are lackluster.
So this was a business trip, in a way.
I tried to. You have to keep safe face. I don't know if it's the right expression.
Kind of.
It's like PR.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
sure.
For you. I support you even in this.
Well, I think safe face would mean that you're trying to make it so people don't think the wrong thing about you. Or you did something.
I don't care what people say, so okay. I'm giving face, whatever you want. I feel like Franz Ferdinand needed accordion, maybe vibraphone.
Yeah?
You know, but they're good guys. They have decent hygiene. But everything under the tents, Mark, was a disaster. It's such a small space. There was a band named Wolf Parade, another one named Wolf Mother. When a band sounds ridiculous, I don't go.
Right.
Unless they're clients or I'm escorting someone.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to see several bands in these tents and gave up. And there was this one guy, Gnarls Barkley. Have you heard of him? He has one fun hit on the radio.
Yeah.
I can't sing. But there's lots of black people on stage, so my companion Leroy was very happy.
Your companion. I didn't know you had a companion.
Well, he escorts me, does my makeup, you know, massage sometimes. But he's African-American.
Yeah.
But this Gnarls Barkley sounded like P-Funk.
Okay.
Remember P-Funk?
Sure, I like P-Funk.
I used to like Client.
Uh-huh.
Client.
All of them?
All 17 or so. Yes. So usually together at the same time. It depends how big the space is.
Yeah.
But after I had a good time in the tent, but after I went back into the sun to the big stage. At this point, it was 3 p.m. My mascara was boiling.
Uh-huh.
It was boiling. Uh-huh. By 4 o'clock, I had taken off my skirt, my shirt, my underwear, and was walking around in a purple nighty I keep in my bag for emergency.
Oh, yeah, just in case.
Always have purple nighty.
Yeah.
Always. Purple is very good for different things. It's made of corn.
I'm writing that
made
down.
Made of corn.
Yeah,
did you know?
Corn, purple nighty. Yes,
corn, purple
always
nighty.
Have.
Diesel fueled.
Got it.
There was one guy on the big stage, Matisse, who you heard of him.
That's the Orthodox Jewish guy that sings reggae?
Yes, he's doing black music, blackhead doing black music. It was fantastic. Of course, when I first heard this guy, I'm thinking, brilliant gimmick, right?
Yeah.
But then as the crowd is standing there waiting for this guy to come on stage, I look around at thousands of people. It looks like KKK convention. In Iowa. Mark, in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
And besides Leroy's, only 3 other black people there. Maybe some Jews in hiding. Maybe.
Oh, come on.
There are lots of Oriental type slots, but that's to be expected. They've been taking away my business since late 80s. Whores.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Of course.
The only reason they didn't storm Matisyahu, like the Cossacks on Kielbasa, is they thought he was Amish guy, you know, that accessorized.
Really?
Yeah, so I started to yell. I said, it's a Jew, just to see what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun, you know, it's fun wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
But they had no idea what I was talking about. It was like Chinese to them.
Uh-huh.
But it was fun, the little guy singing reggae, bouncing with his pails flying, you know, singing about Zion, sweating bullets. It was very fun to watch.
Now, you probably have a lot of Orthodox clients, no?
We do. It's legal. You know that, right?
In a religion.
In the religion, it's okay.
It's okay to have a hooker?
He's prostitute. It's okay as long as he's discreet.
You mean don't do it in front of your kids or your wife?
Don't do it in front of the 76 kids. It's, it's like an audience. It's like a big stadium.
Yeah.
With all these children.
Okay, so you see him, he's sweating, and then
he's
what?
He's sweating. Well, after that, I stayed to stay on the big stage, and I saw Sigur Rós.
I have no idea who these people are.
They are Icelandic band, but they don't have the fashion style of Björk. They're very depressing, Mark.
Uh-huh.
It's good for a night of S&M and Seventh Seal.
Ah, a little Bergman feel to them?
Yeah,
depressing?
Very Berg. Uh-huh. Slit your wrists, you know, not an outdoor festival. I mean, American youths are depressed. Enough as it is. Give some happy music.
Uh-huh.
Soviet Army choirs, sporadic electric shock, something fun.
Did they have any of that?
No.
Okay.
No. At one point, I went to head over to Sahara Dance Tent to see what was going on with the ravers. You know, Madonna, Paul Oakenfold. You heard of him?
Paul Oakenfold. Oakenfold.
You turned him to Jewish now, Oakenfold.
Oakenfold. I don't know Oakenfold.
Stan Oakenfold.
I don't. I don't know Oakenfold. I'm out of the loop.
Very ugly English guy, great DJ.
Okay.
Very bad taste, but that's no surprise. Lots of shirtless gay men. Now, you know, Mark, I have never had sex with gay men.
Well, that's because you're gay.
It's not a surprise, no. But I had little revelation in tent. Their sweat smells different.
It does?
It's like gay sweat is more fun.
Really?
It is. It's like they're having such a good time, these guys. No worries in the world. It's unbelievable. I'm telling you, these people are dancing next to each other. Erection is the size of Minsk. Nobody seems to mind. It's unbelievable. It's like a...
fun sweat.
Fun sweat. Uh-huh. Really fun sweat. Uh-huh. But 10 minutes of gay sweat is enough.
Uh-huh.
And at this point, I was so high in the 3 pot brownies I got from Diggable Planets, I could hardly speak.
Yeah.
Strong stuff. It's Hesh from Lebanon, apparently. Oh, I mean, these hip-hop bands, they don't play games.
No, they're
they make pot brownies. It's
they mean business.
It's Vicodin.
Yeah.
You know, but
bam!
Not. Boom. Yeah. Uh-huh. Boom, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but I got to tell you, all in all, I think the planners of this festival are idiots. I mean, it's so simple. Have the festival 1 month earlier. When it's not 6,000 degrees outside.
Yeah.
But Americans are masochists, right? Yeah. You pick hottest months of year in desert. You make poor, uneducated white children pay $4 for a bottle of water, stand for 10 hours a day in baking suns that throbs on them like a poorly produced pornographic film.
A poorly produced...
A little alliteration,
that was nice. A poorly produced pornographic... Have you done pornographic films?
I have, but only, like, we didn't film. We didn't have camera.
Uh-huh.
So we just pretended it was film. We made sound like that just for fun with my cousins. It's a good time.
With your cousins?
Yes, well, you have to keep it in the family. It keeps costs low.
But now, you know, I'm learning more than I ever thought I would about you. But I'm excited you were here.
Well, one day, Mark. It's just a matter of time.
Is it?
Yes, I hope. We'll talk to your wife. We'll see what happens.
Oh, my God. So you're going to get her involved, too?
Of course.
All right. Okay. I'm going to wait on that conversation. I'm not going to rush right into that one. But thank you for doing that. So maybe next week we'll do some movies?
Absolutely. I saw a bunch. I just saw Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
3.
Yeah, 3.
Yes, with the freak. With the psychotropic drug man.
You saw it already?
Yeah, I did.
And it was good?
I left in middle.
You did? Why?
Because I look at him and he's possessed by Satan, this guy.
It's true now. I think it's really affected his appeal. We had him on the phone on the show yesterday.
You did?
Yes. He called. He's delusional. And I think that this whole jumping around crazy Scientology...
You know, I don't care about the jumping couch or you're in love, but this whole thing is antidepressant. What are you doing with schizophrenics?
Right.
What are you doing with people that have brain damage?
Oh, so you're saying that his stance on depression is disturbing because he doesn't take into consideration people that are really mentally ill.
Yes, of course. Of course,
yeah.
But they don't know about it. Go take niacin. Go to some facility.
Right, right.
What are you talking about?
Exactly. And that's a guy who's sick in the head saying that.
Jen Elfman, come give you a massage. This makes you feel better.
Yeah, it might. Actually.
Yeah, you're actually right. Probably cure probably is ADD.
Well, thank you, Svetlana. Thank you for joining us. We're going to, we'll see you next week.
Absolutely.
Okay.